On House Matters this week, Justice Minister tables reports on Supreme and Parish Courts and regulations governing the extension of the state of emergency in the St. Catherine North Police Division gets the green light in the lower house. I'm Anthony Morgan. Stay tuned. A statistical report on case activities in Jamaica's Supreme and Parish Courts was on Tuesday tabled in the House of Representatives, a first for Jamaica. The 2017 annual statistical reports were tabled by Justice Minister Delroy Chuck. Mr. Chuck says in 2016, his ministry engaged Dr. Denarto Dennis, a senior statistician, on a full-time basis at the Supreme Court to develop and expand a data capture process in the courts across the island. The work of the statistician is being funded by the Justice Undertakings for Social Transformation Just Program, and the preliminary work on the data capture system was done by the Department of Justice Canada.
Information is now available, Mr. Speaker, amongst other things, the number of cases in the courts, the disposal rates, the disaggregation of the types of matters in the courts, scheduling of the various matters, distribution of cases among the courts, rates for trial readiness and completion, performance rates, case loads, and the length of time it takes for matters to be completed in the various courts.
The report reveals that in 2017, 12,604 new Supreme Court matters were started across six divisions, comprising the High Court Civil Divisions, Probate, Matrimonial, Commercial, Home Circuit, and Gun Courts.
The major finding of the study was that, on average, the disposal or clearance rate of cases is 49.7%. This rate ranges from 24% in the High Court and 97% in the Gun Court. There are matters across the divisions that were disposed of in less than 6 months. However, on average, it takes 2 years and 1 month for a case to be concluded. In the matrimonial division, 12.6% of the cases remained in the system over 4 years before conclusion. While in the circuit courts, disposal of cases took between 16 days and 153 months, or 12 years and 9 months.
The annual reports for 2017 have been published on the Supreme Court's website at supremecourt.gov.jm. Meanwhile, the Emergency Powers No. 2 Regulations Continuance Resolution 2018 was approved in the House of Representatives on April 3. The regulations will govern the extended operations of the State of Public Emergency in the St. Catherine North Police Division. The State of Public Emergency was declared in the St. Catherine North Police Division on March 18. Speaking in Parliament Tuesday, Mr. Holness addressed the concern of whether or not the security minister should exercise the authority to have someone placed under house arrest.
To deal with the matter of the detention orders, the Act requires that the minister must satisfy himself. And that has a specific interpretation in law, which means that the minister would have to consult with a competent authority, meaning in this case, the Commissioner of Police or Chief of Defence Staff or both. So it is not a power that the Minister could exercise in an arbitrary or discriminate way.
And regarding the issue of a competent authority being treated as a composite body, Mr. Holness noted that such a move could create conflict, pointing out that members of the authority are appointed by the Governor-General. Under the regulations, the competent authority includes the Governor-General, Minister of National Security, Chief of Defence Staff, Commissioner of Police, Deputy Commissioner of Police, or the Senior Police Officer in each parish.
From a practical standpoint, if action needed to be taken and the law were to treat the idea of competent authority as a composite, it could significantly restrict the authority vested in the individuals. By law, in fact, you would run up into a conflict.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. That's it for House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Anthony Morgan.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.